Good morning, right at 8:10 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with folks from Skank Insurance. In studio this morning, we have Charles and Gary Skank. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
All right, what is our verse of the day?
It is John chapter 10, verse 10. It reads, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." John chapter 10, verse 10.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Charles. I heard you guys had a good weekend. You went to the show in Bartlesville there?
Yeah.
The On Your Feet show?
Yeah, that was good.
That's awesome.
That was enjoyable.
That's great. So, yeah, we were giving away tickets for that and that sort of thing. So, sounded like a really cool show. And neat to have that kind of Broadway-style performance here in our area.
That's right. It was. It was really enjoyable. Went with some friends. And really enjoyed our time.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, I went up to one of the ham fests in Lacine, the metropolis.
Oh, that's right.
Lacine, Kansas.
That's right.
It was good, yeah. We had a pretty good crowd out there.
Right.
Yeah, we probably, you know, I don't know how, not too big of a town, but yeah, we probably increased the population a little bit while we were there and partook in the activities. And
so at a ham fest, do you talk to different operators around the world?
Yeah, well, most of the time you just get to meet some of the folks you've been talking with on the radio, that sort of thing, you know, get to see them face to face. So, and then buy all sorts of stuff, you know, people bring a bunch of stuff from their basement or shed or garage, and then you buy it and bring it to your basement or shed or garage. So you got to move the stuff around. It's really important.
Right, right. Can't set still.
No, not at all. It's the law of conservation of junk is what they call it.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's good. So yeah, we had a good time.
Yep.
That's great.
A fun little change of pace for the weekend. So.
That's right. Great.
It was right. Nice. And of course, the beautiful weather we had.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to a great week.
Yeah.
I really am.
You really can't beat that. So today's it's going to be real nice. Upper 60s, a little windy, but hey, we'll take it any day.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I've been thinking, you know, today I was just going to kind of say, you know, a little bit of a role play, if you would. You know, we've been hearing your different commercials and that sort of thing talking about, you know, what to do if you have a little bit of extra money. And so, you know, say if, you know, I would be in that boat, say if I had some extra money, but if I was worried about, you know, what to do with it, you know, we hear all sorts of people, you know, trying to advertise, hey, you should buy gold, you should do this. You know, it's just like, oh my gosh. A lot of people probably just will, I'm just going to let it sit here in the bank and I don't know what to do. So what would you say to that person who's like, well, I have this money, I want to do something with it, but I have no idea where to start?
That's a good question. So number one thing that you need to know about how we help people is our number one priority is safety. And safety is our absolute number one goal. And we believe that the protection of your money is the most important thing. And so whatever money that a client has with us, they need to know that that money is safe and secure, which means that it's not subject to volatility or risk in the market. And that's what we find that the priorities of our clients are as well.
No, that is really good, you know, having that safety as the first thing to think of there. And, you know, because a lot of people are worried about market volatility and what the heck is going to happen. I guess, you know, what would be a solution, you know, for me, if I was in that boat saying, you know, hey, I want to, you know, I want to maybe invest something, but you know, what are some of those, places that is safe to put money?
So the number one thing that a person needs to know is that we deal with what are called annuities. And some people hear the word annuities and they say, oh, annuities, I've heard questionable things about annuities.
Yeah, or they just start to glaze over. They're like,
right,
oh, no.
Right. But simply put, an annuity is simply a savings account managed by an insurance company. That's all it is. It's a savings account managed by an insurance company. And a CD is a savings account managed by a bank. So you have different institutions. You have different names for what they handle. And one of the most popular things that we have right now is what's called a multi-year guaranteed annuity. And it walks and talks like a CD at the bank. It has a term, you put an amount in, and it has a defined interest rate. At the end of that term, that money is free and clear to do with as you choose.
So at the end of that term, could you choose to keep the money in there? Could you choose to take it out? What's what do you usually do on that?
Go ahead.
Well, it depends on what you want to do with it. I mean, there'd be renewal rate that we could offer. There would also be, you could also take it out and move it somewhere else, depending on, it just depends, there's a lot of different ways that that could be handled.
And what are the usual terms? Does it vary just by account?
It's simply a, there's a rate of return.
He's talking about a term.
And then there's a length of the term.
Yeah, the length of the term. Okay. That's what I would be. Yep.
So it can be anywhere from 2 to 7 years is normal. And then there's another term of the terms is that you can usually be able to access some of the money, anywhere from 5 to 10% that you can reach in and pull out within that length of time while your money's there. So it's not like a CD where you can't touch any of it without a penalty. Mm. You can access some of your money and not have a penalty. And another benefit of an annuity is that your money is tax deferred. The growth is tax deferred. And so normally with a CD, everybody's getting 1099s. And a lot of people are getting 1099s for, you know, $3.18 for their money that's just been sitting there and doing next to nothing. With an annuity, the taxes are deferred on that growth. And so at the end of the term, the taxes are not necessarily due. You can roll that into a different account and continue to defer those taxes, or let the renewal term take effect and continue to defer those taxes on into the future.
So, yeah, that just kind of gives you a few more options, it seems like, from a tax perspective compared with the CD, right?
That's right. That's right.
So the power of deferral is that once you send a dollar to Uncle Sam for taxes, you never own that dollar again to have interest on it. So you're paying taxes. If you pay taxes every year, rather than keep that money in house and let it accumulate more interest, you lose the purchasing power of that dollar forever.
That's true.
And so that's the power of tax deferral. So
that's a very important feature of this of these types of annuities. Another important feature is right now interest rates are at record highs over the last 20 plus years. And we have interest rates of well over 5% that we can achieve for our clients. And so this is number one, safe, but now we're getting a 5 sometimes plus percent rate of return on their money. And that is a significant increase in over what you can get at the bank, what the market can give you safely with guarantees. It's a significant deal, and we have a good number of people that are taking advantage of this. And rather than just seeing their money set at the bank and flatline, basically, they're getting a rate of return that they haven't been able to get for a good while, and while keeping their money safe.
But Charles, also, if people are concerned because over the years, and as people get older, they sometimes want more safety. And so over the years, if they've had their money in the market and they've seen it go up and down, they might be at a time when they say, hey, I'm tired of this up and down thing.
Yeah.
I need some security and I need some certainty going into the next phase of my life here.
That's right. You know, we have people that come to us from all perspectives. Some are coming from the bank where they're getting no return and they want a better return. Other people are coming from the market where they've suffered a lot of volatility, had a bunch of ups and then a bunch of downs, and they're looking for some certainty. So that's true. There's all kinds of people that are coming to us for what we offer.
And Charlie, I would say that another group of people we could talk to are people that are in circles dealing with like scholarship money, or dealing with large sums of money that they're responsible for because of their position as a governmental officer or whatever. A lot of times we can help those kind of people with certainty and interest rates that would be very helpful to them.
We've helped churches. We've talked to water boards. We've talked to different ones that are responsible for a sum of money that's been entrusted to them. And it's not an easy answer of what to do with that.
Oh, yeah. And two, you know, you have to answer to maybe your members and that sort of thing. So you could be hesitant to take a risk sort of thing, you know, because people almost then accuse you of just like gambling with the public money or whatever. I mean, I'm involved with, you know, we were talking about that ham radio event. You know, there's the ARRL is the national ham radio organization, and they have a they have hired someone whose their job is to make sure that they invest them, you know, they get a lot of donations and they want to grow those, but they want a safe, responsible way to do it, because yeah, they have to answer to the likes of us that pay $49 a year.
right,
and they have a responsibility not only to protect the money but also to make sure that there's a certain amount of growth on the money too. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword. You can say, well, I'll just leave it in the bank or leave it here at 0.00 nothing. But if we can get something, some interest rate safely on it, it's worth looking into.
Sure. No, absolutely. And I guess the other thing is, you know, if I'm in this situation where I want to invest some money, I don't want to be having to think about it. It's probably from my perspective, you know, I don't want a lot of fees and letters and things and having to log in and all this stuff. So is this another thing that, you know, with an annuity, you can kind of, is it more of a set and forget sort of thing? How does that usually work?
Yeah, that's what's nice about it as well. It's a vehicle where you know the rate and you know the time. So if it's 2 years, 5 years, 7 years, you say, okay, I'll check back in it. And you'll get a statement once a year saying,
that's easy.
Here's your money plus the growth. Here's your money plus the growth. It's very predictable. And at the end of the term, if you don't do anything, most of the time it'll just go into a renewal time where it renews at an interest rate that they determine at that time. But you just have options at the end of the time. But a third benefit of this type of annuity is that it's simple. I don't know how many times we talk to people and they've got a statement from their broker. A lot of times there's a two-name broker, whether it's Edward Jones or Morgan Stanley or all these different two-name brokers. And they look at their statement and sometimes they don't know much more than when they started looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard sometimes to decipher what's really going on with my money. What's happening here? And our statements are simple and easy to understand. It shows your money plus here's your interest. And it's very easy to understand. And we like to go over statements with our clients as they get them and review those accounts. But they're very simple.
And what does this process look like when people come to you and they want to get signed up for this, basically? What is that actually, how does that work?
Well, depending on where the money is, sometimes it's easy as simply writing a check.
Wow.
And saying, hey, I want for my money to move my money from here to over here in this place where I'm getting a better rate of return. Sometimes it involves a transfer form. Sometimes it involves a phone call to a carrier. We do all this stuff all the time. And we do the heavy lifting, we do the work. But another benefit is that these accounts are beneficiary driven.
Okay, and so what does that mean?
So when you set up the account, you can think down the road and say, okay, if something happens to me and I'm no longer around, where do I want this money to go? And we want you to choose somebody, whoever you have in mind, whether it's a child, a charity, or a nephew, niece, whatever. But then we want you to take it a step further and say, if that person's no longer around when something happens to me, where do I want this money to go? And then we want you to take it a step further and say, if either one of my beneficiaries, my primary or my contingent beneficiaries, are no longer around, do I want this portion to go to their kids? And so if you have kids and you're leaving it to your kids and then they have kids, you probably many times are going to want it to go to your grandkids. And so you can stipulate all of that in our meeting together, and you're in control of what's happening to your money. So your money is always yours, or it belongs to the beneficiaries that you choose.
And those beneficiaries can be changed.
That's
life,
true.
Life changes. Things change, and so they're not set in stone, and there's no cost to change those. It's a matter of a phone call and say, we need to change these beneficiaries. And we do that all day long.
Oh, that's really great. So if people are interested in getting signed up for this, what's the best thing to do?
Call our office at 620-331-8800. And we can go have a strategy session and look at your situation.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, gentlemen, how about we take a quick break? We'll return right after this and talk more here on our Ask the Expert segment on the Mighty 690. 827 here on the Mighty 690. We are back here with Charles and Gary Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. And just to kind of wrap up and recap here, you know, I think, you know, thank you, first of all, for sharing, you know, this information. I mean, that 5% is just really exciting and a really good opportunity for, I think, many of our listeners out there.
Thank you, James. I agree.
We have numerous companies that offer over 5%.
That's right.
Yeah.
Numerous companies.
Because you guys can shop around and you can get people the best bang for their buck, right?
That's
right.
True.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
And that's a real advantage of, you know, going through you folks rather than trying to like somehow find this on your own. I mean, you do this all day long.
Right.
So, you know, you have people come to you. Also, one thing that I don't think we did mention is what is the how much is a good starting money to put into this? Is there a minimum on some of these accounts?
Generally, it's $10,000 is the minimum.
That's great. That's very good. Okay, so we do have a event coming up, right?
That's right. March 1st, we have three events, Medicare 101s. People just want to learn the basics of Medicare. At Dickey's Barbecue there in Independence, 11:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m., we have Medicare 101s there. Meal is provided. Come and enjoy and learn the basics of Medicare. Also, at Gigi's, used to be Lanning's here in Coffeyville, we have one at 11:30 a.m., on the same day, Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. And so if you're in Independence, sign up for the one in Coffeyville, if you want to come down to Coffeyville, enjoy that one, you're welcome to as well. Either one, you'll get a good lesson. Christy Ewing should be presenting there in Independence, and Jason Owens will be presenting here in Coffeyville.
And that's March the 1st on Wednesday, coming Wednesday, but March the 1st.
That's right.
Right.
That's awesome. That's going to be a good one. Looking forward to it. So where can we find you? If people have other questions, want to get on your calendar.
So our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. You can go to our website, skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance.com. You also get on our email list at 620-331-8800 if you'll text that number. Your name and your email address, we'll put you on the list and get you updated. And we also have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you so much. And look forward to chatting again here at the end of the week.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
And we will have here in moments the students from Field Kinley on the way on the Mighty 690.